This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 6:35 in the evening, and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And for our next story today, things have been a bit rocky recently with our neighbours. So today, Foreign Minister Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah said that Malaysia-Singapore relations remain good despite the need for further discussions on several matters, which sounds like a lot of hedging.
Like parents arguing and trying to convince their kids that everything is okay.
Don't worry about us, yeah.
So he believes that the most important point is that the discussions are ongoing and moving in the right direction. At the moment, there are four other key persons holding discussions on specific topics and issues with their Singapore counterparts. They were Transport Minister Anthony Lok, Economic Affairs Minister Muhammad Azmin Ali, Attorney General Tommy Thomas, and Foreign Ministry Secretary General Dato' Sri Muhammad Sharul Ikram Yaakob.
So it's been reported that the 14th meeting of the Joint Ministerial Committee for Iskandar Malaysia between Malaysia and Singapore, scheduled for the 14th, was postponed. It's also been reported that Singapore wanted the meeting postponed because it claimed that Johor Menteri Besar Dato' Osman Sapian had trespassed into Singapore waters on the 9th during a visit to Johor Bahru Port. He has, of course, insisted that he didn't trespass and that all he did was watch Malaysian security teams doing their job.
Saifuddin said Malaysia and Singapore would be steadfast in their negotiations. We've always safeguarded our sovereignty and our independence. We just have to continue talking to our Singapore counterparts.
That's a very mature way of saying it, right? Basically, we just need to continue these conversations. Despite the postponement of the JMCIM, he said Muhammad Azmin carried on with discussions on other bilateral issues with Singapore Foreign Minister Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan, who, by the way, yesterday said that ties between both countries were on a downward spiral.
Relations between us and Singapore have taken a hit over the recent months due to a series of maritime and airspace disputes. So if you've noticed of late, Tun Mahathir hasn't exactly been seen as being the friendliest to Singapore. He delayed the ECRL, signed during Najib Razak's time. He suggested a review of price of fresh water sold to Singapore and so on.
So port limits as well have come into play. Singapore protested over Malaysia's move to extend the limits of a port in Johor State, saying that it encroaches into their territorial waters. Of course, we are saying no, it remains in our own waters. And then we kind of accused each other back and forth of incursions into these waters. Like I said, it's very back and forth.
So another area, of course, is airspace. So we wanted to retake airspace in Johor from Singapore in stages beginning the end of this year. Singapore responded by saying that the countries had an agreement dating back to 1974 that gave it the right to provide air traffic services in the airspace above southern Johor. Malaysia sent a protest note over Singapore's flight path from its Seletar airport.
And of course, the big thing that has never stopped being big is water. After his re-election, Tun Mahathir suggested renegotiating a 1962 deal to supply water to Singapore, saying that it was too costly. But Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng later said that we're going to stick to our agreement. So the point is, there are several bones to pick with one another, some kind of more pressing than others. And so to hear that, hey, no, we're okay, again, we can't even seem to agree on that basic statement. Are things in a downward spiral or are things basically fine?
I don't know who exactly holds more power here, because if you have the Singaporean Foreign Affairs Minister saying, like, yo, we going down, but then you have our Foreign Minister saying, everything's fine. So, yeah, I don't really know who to listen to.
Right. I think it's going to come down to what comes out of the discussions, because it has been, like I said, a rocky period. And in such times, I don't think it's the right moment to assess and say, hey, this is where we're at in terms of our diplomatic or our business relations. So to try and make sense of all of this, because like we said, it's a lot. We have on the line Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Fellow and Associate Editor at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore. Dr. Mustafa, thanks for joining us. What is your read of how relations have been between Singapore and Malaysia ever since Pakatan Harapan took over the Malaysian government?
I think with the new government in place in Malaysia right now, I think you can see how the relations between Singapore and Malaysia to be somewhat turbulent. It has been up and down. It hasn't been smooth sailing. And I think part of it, a large part, is to do with the fact that it's a new government. And we have Dr. Mahathir as Prime Minister, who has, during his time as the fourth Prime Minister of Malaysia, the relations between the two countries were rather frosty. and also rather hostile. So I think so now that he has returned to the fold, so I think we do see relations taking a hit. There is turbulence in the relationship, and I think it's not as smooth sailing as it was in the previous administration, which was under Najib Razak. So I think this is something we have. So this is something that I think Singapore would have to come to terms with and try and cultivate relations with the new government in Malaysia.
And how do you make sense of what's going on with the maritime and airspace disputes between the two countries? Because some observers have said that this is the most tense scenario we've seen between the two in recent decades. How is it different from the times in the past when, you know, we came head-to-head with each other on these issues?
As to the issues of airspace and what's happening in the waters as well, I think this was not entirely unexpected. I think the new government in Malaysia are still trying to come to grips with how do they respond to Singapore. I mean, how do they preserve the bilateral relations with Singapore? I think they're still trying to find a way to, where on the one hand, ensure that relationship in Singapore is good enough, but also at the same time, feel that they have they'll be able to preserve their national interests. So I think that's what they're doing right now, and I think the airspace and the maritime, I think all of these issues can be seen through the lens of trying what they believe is preserving their national interest and also in a way responding to domestic pressures within Malaysia. So I think that's how we can make sense of what is happening. We do not see these issues happening under the Najib administration, so it's rather surprising, but at the same time not completely surprising, because it's a new government in place and they are also trying to see what are some of the issues which they feel they should be in charge of. And I think that's where you can, I mean, the airspace is pretty clear. It's Malaysian airspace, but it's an airspace that has been used by both Malaysia and Singapore because of an agreement that has been placed, and I think which has worked well for both countries. So I think what has happened now with regard to the dispute is Malaysia is looking at the airspace as a sovereignty issue, when Singapore is looking at the airspace as a safety issue. So I think this is where they are. There is a disagreement. As far as the maritime, with the port limits are concerned, I think on that, again, I think there hasn't been any dispute for many years, although there's no agreement in place for the boundaries where they're in conflict right now. But I think there was an understanding that, you know, where the territorial waters were and where Singapore does not encroach into Malaysian waters and Malaysia does not encroach into Singapore waters. I think there was the understanding, and I think that had worked well for both countries. And I think that has helped, particularly under Abdullah Badawi and Najib Razak's administration, to actually focus on issues that had brought mutual benefits to both countries, particularly in the area of economics, in the area of culture, in the areas of working together to strengthen ASEAN. So I think those are sort of things that I feel the new government also are prioritizing, but I think at the moment they have been caught up with some of this, with the airspace and the waters issue, and I think that unfortunately has taken the time and effort away to looking at really those sort of areas where really it can bring meaningful and significant benefits to both countries and the people of both countries.
So how do you see us working this out? I mean, what are the areas where either side might not be willing to give way? What areas are those that we might not, you know, what can we move on and what can't we?
I think it's a little difficult to say right now who would budge on what point. But I think in negotiations, as a general rule, there is give and take. There would be compromises that would have to be made. They have to find common ground to be able to resolve their disagreements and the disputes that are currently occurring. And I think That is why I think the working group that has been mooted, and for that working group to be set up, because that working group will be very, very important to look at all the issues surrounding particularly the airspace and the maritime waters, and to see, you know, what are the technical side of it, what are the legal, you know, considerations, and also even you know, what it would mean strategically for both countries. So I think the working group, I think, has a very important role to play, and it is a high level working group. The top level of the permanent secretary and the secretary general of respective countries, the permanent secretary of Singapore and the secretary general in Malaysia of the foreign ministries. I think these are very high level officials, senior officials, and I think it's important that this working group be given the time and also be given the freedom for them to negotiate and to come up with a report for the consideration of the foreign ministers of both countries. So I think it's very important right now, the fact that the foreign ministers of both countries have met. So the next step is really for the working group to peruse some of the issues that we have witnessed and is the basis of the disputes that are going on, for them to look at those issues and try to resolve the dispute as soon as possible. Because I think at the end of the day, there are other aspects of the relationship which I think can bring tangible benefits, particularly in the area of economics, in the area of trade, investment, employment, so on and so forth. So I think that's the area I think they should look at. And they should also look at the area of cultural diplomacy, people-to-people exchanges, working together to strengthen ASEAN in the wake of some of the global concerns that are taking place outside the region and which can have implications on the region and implications on the centrality of ASEAN to manage Southeast Asian affairs, the unity of ASEAN in the wake of some of the disputes that are taking place, particularly in the South China Sea. So I think there are a lot of other issues which I think needs to be addressed, and for that to be addressed, Malaysia and Singapore have to have a kind of a relationship that is stable, secure, and because the relationship between Malaysia and Singapore would have bearing in terms of how they would then work together in ASEAN as well. And that's why it's important for the disputes to be resolved as soon as possible.
When do you think we'll see a resolution on this issue?
It's a bit difficult to say how long it would take before a resolution would be seen. But I think right now what we do see quite clearly is that both sides prefer the diplomatic route. They prefer to negotiate directly with each other. And I think that's a very good sign. And I think if that continues to be an approach that they take, then I think at some point they would come to a resolution. But in the event, if despite all the talks and negotiations that they have done directly with each other, they have not been able to come to any kind of resolution, then perhaps both sides would then have to look at a kind of a tribunal or a third-party mediation to resolve those issues. But I think that would come much further down the line. I think right now both sides are keen on resolving the issues between themselves. I think that's what we will be seeing the next couple of months.
Do you see these current tensions having a permanent effect on Singapore-Malaysia bilateral ties?
I think the longer these disputes continue, I think the more harm it would have on the bilateral relations. But I think right now, it does not have a permanent effect. I think it's a temporary fissure in the relationship. And I think it's one of those things that can be resolved by negotiation. So I think I'm fairly optimistic that I think these disputes, because it's both sides are quite keen on resolving diplomatically through negotiations, and then the resolution would be found. And I think both sides also see the value of having good, stable, cordial bilateral relations, because that's their starting point of both countries. So I don't think they would have a permanent impact on the relationship. But I think at the same time, because it is a new government, they are also trying to keep their own domestic house in order. and because, you know, they're still trying to see how best to cultivate relations with Singapore, you would see that at least in the next one or two years, for the relations to be quite turbulent, but not turbulent to the extent that the relation between Malaysia and Singapore will rupture, would be damaged permanently. I don't think that would be the outcome, but it will certainly not be as smooth sailing as it was in the previous administrations of Najib Razak as well as Abdullah Badawi. Not as smooth sailing as during that time, but I think at the same time, you will not see the relations rupture under a new government, a new Pakatan Harapan government at this point in time.
Dr. Mustafa, thanks for sharing your perspective. That was Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Fellow and Associate Editor at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute, weighing in on what's going on between Malaysia and Singapore in terms of our relationship that has seen some hits being taken on both sides, I think, over the last few months. You can weigh in, of course, by WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899 or tweeting us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition. We've got some tracks coming your way after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.